This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And you're just in time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. I love this theme music. The name of the song is Super Freak.
That's it is?
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Dr. Staccato is right on the stick. He gets us going every week. All right. Well, are you ready for your first one, Doctor?
I am.
All right. Paris Hilton has been banned in Las Vegas. Well, at least at a couple of casinos.
Well, she's been banned. She's been kicked out of a couple of casinos for having been... on drugs. I think it's cocaine, but I'm not sure. But
so they could lose their license?
She's not welcome at the Wynn casinos.
Oh, the Wynn
casinos. By the way, nobody wins at a Wynn casino.
That's right.
They all lose at a Wynn casino.
But you wouldn't go to a casino named Lose.
They were letting her go to the Lose casino.
Ah.
Where nobody loses. Except her.
Right.
But she's a loser.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, the spokesman, Jennifer Dunn.
Yes.
Of the Wynn casinos.
Yes, what'd she say?
Said that Hilton won't be allowed at the two properties on the Las Vegas Strip anymore following her recent arrest for cocaine possession. She also says that Hilton's boyfriend, Cy Waits, has been, quote, separated, end quote, from his job as managing partner of the Trist nightclub at Wynn and XS, the nightclub at Encore, which are Wynn properties.
Right. So her boyfriend worked there. He gets involved with her.
Right.
She screws up, and the poor guy loses his job.
That's right.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
Well,
see, you mess with her, you mess with trouble.
She's messed with a lot of people.
You know,
I think
a beautiful woman, actually. She's a good-looking woman.
I'm looking at a picture here. She's very nice.
Yeah,
blonde,
she's a beautiful
long,
girl.
Long blonde tresses.
But she's nuts.
Gently folding over her shoulder. And covering the injection marks from the needles.
I was going to say that description was almost sexually charging. All right. So let's go and find out what else is going on
now,
in the
Now, she's also got another problem.
Oh, she does?
Yes. She's,
What's that?
This is, she's two arrogances this week.
Oh, she's two. Go ahead.
She might be sued for breach of contract for $160,000. She might owe that to some movie makers. She's learning the lesson that you can't just when it rains, it pours. She's
right.
She's been caught with cocaine, and now she's being sued. The star debutante, who is currently facing, jail time over those cocaine possessions.
Oh, man, she's in a lot of trouble.
Doesn't have a fan in Florida, District Judge Federico Moreno, because, according to a certain newspaper, she violated the terms of a contract when she didn't do interviews with British and Russian media for the 2006 flop Pledge This. Oh, 2006 flop Pledge This. I guess it was the name of a movie that nobody ever heard of.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear of it.
Flopped.
Nobody wants to see it.
Right.
And that's it. But at any rate, in Russia, they might have liked it because she didn't take the Russian interview. Now, she says, in defense, I don't talk Russian. I can read a little sign in Russian, but that's all.
I understand.
After
she's...
it was clear that the movie was a failure, the company that invested in the movie, Worldwide Entertainment Group, filed a breach of contract suit against Hilton, demanding $1 million.
All right, so she's got her hands full.
The judge, the good news, the judge ruled they can't get more than about $160,000. And the further ruling was the movie isn't worth $1.60.
Right.
And it must be one of those great, what was the name of it?
She's
Pledge This. Why, you...
Unbelievable. She has an Iranian lawyer.
Spoiled brat. There's a spoiled brat. You think she's going to get stoned?
I don't know, but
she is on cocaine.
Right. That's right. She's stoned on cocaine.
Okay.
And her lawyer is F. Lee Mohammed.
That's right. She could probably use a little lashing. I don't say 99 lashes.
Maybe six.
But a slap in a puss wouldn't hurt.
Wouldn't hurt.
A spoiled brat.
Well, let's cover one more case here on this Arrogance of the Rich and Famous, and that's John Travolta has asked that the extortion case he initiated be withdrawn. Tell me a little bit about that.
That case was brought about by some people who he alleges tried to extort money from him, or otherwise they would reveal something suggesting that Mr. Travolta was at fault over his son.
Oh, his son's death. Yes.
Which is a terrible thing.
Right.
And so the first trial I forgot what happened, but it was a mistrial. Why was it a mistrial? I forgot, but I'll tell you why. I don't know. I can't follow every case in the world, but anyway, it was a mistrial, and they're going to try it again. And then they decided, look, we've had enough. The family's upset. It was a terrible tragedy.
Terrible.
And it was. And Ms. Bridgewater and this other fella, Torino Lightborn, Pleasant Bridgewater. That's a nice name.
Those are two great names.
They are. And Torino Lightborn.
Oh, yeah.
Were accused of trying to extract $25 million or 16 million pounds sterling.
Yes.
From the actor following his son's death last year. Any rate, the Travoltas have decided to say, look, forget it. We can't go through this again.
I think,
and it's in our best interest not to pursue this.
And sometimes that's the right thing. The terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of names, that's why this show is going nowhere. Because we need names like Torino. What is his name there? Torino something born?
Yeah, well, Lightborn.
Lightborn. So
right.
You from now on will be Torino Lightborn, and I will be from England, Sir Randall Dishwater.
Bridgewater, yeah.
No, Dishwater's better for me.
All right. Look, you look more like Dishwater than Bridgewater.
That's what I thought. We're going to take a short intermission. We're coming right back, so don't go away. Tell your friends about the show. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.